This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday morning to all of you. Appreciate you getting up with us. Let's get it today, man. We are with you till 10 a.m. My name is Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. What's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not too much.
I'm trying to sort out asteroid news. This asteroid that might wipe out a city in 2032.
You've got a look on your face right now.
Well, the problem is there's a bunch of reports out there that NASA just raised the probability to 3.2%, where the other articles that I'm reading about the report X-rays, and NASA itself is saying that there's a 1.5% chance.
I would say
so. It's a classic modern story of, hey, social media says NASA just raised it, yeah. And then I'm seeing other people say, like, yeah, no, NASA actually decreased the chances. But it's still pretty big.
Yeah.
1.5%, 3%, I don't care. That's a pretty good chance that an asteroid's going to hit a city. In terms of asteroids hitting the Earth,
right,
that's a higher percentage than I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, yeah, that's
a major asteroid.
You either fall on one of two sides when it comes to the percentage of the asteroid hitting the Earth. When it's in that range, like it's in that range of just like the low single digits, I still think it's in a range where the two buckets are the same. You're like, there. You have the one side where you're like, it's greater than zero, holy crap. And the other side, which is like, nah, one, three.
I am far more annoyed right now and actually kind of petrified of the fact that there are major X accounts saying, oh yeah, NASA just raised it to 3.2%. Well, the actual NASA account says it's 1.5%.
Yeah.
So that scares me more for the future of humanity,
sure,
than it does the actual asteroid.
The reporting of it is disturbing. There's no question about that. Now, this is where the gambler in me comes in on it, Seth.
Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity there.
The gambler. Well, here's where the gambler in me comes in with the 1.5 versus the 3.2 or whatever numbers you were throwing around right there. Is it like, okay, when a team has a 1.5 or a 3.2% chance, like in the odds board, to win the championship, I kind of disregard those teams anyways. It's about the favorites. The favorite, the heavy favorite right now, is we'll be sitting pretty asteroidless in 2033.
That's Should we even bother building this new stadium that the Texans are considering if there's a chance that it's going to get wiped out by an asteroid?
What? Maybe. What, YOLO? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, you're right. If the asteroid wipes out the whole world, then sure, let's build a freaking stadium and enjoy these next few years that we have together. If it's only going to hit, it sounds like it's going to be a very specific asteroid. Like it's going to hit, there's certain cities that are in grave danger of getting hit by this asteroid. Houston's not one of them.
So
probably should be a little more prudent then if we're not directly in the fray.
No, you know what this is an opportunity to do? Ben, pull out the big Google Doc of business ideas, asteroid insurance.
Mm.
Huh? Oh, I could scare some people into buying some asteroid policies.
I actually thought about that yesterday. I'm like, what are insurance companies going to do if an asteroid hits?
Get Khartoum on the horn.
Yeah.
Khartoum's one of the cities that might be in danger. Yes.
Well, you know what? I'm going to call up Daily in Black today. I'm like, what do you guys do about asteroids? Where does that come in? If the insurance companies are messing around with their clients over an asteroid hitting their property.
But then Daily in Black would come after me because I'm selling fraudulent. Excuse me. It's not fraudulent insurance.
No.
It's just, you know. It's unconventional insurance.
Right, unconventional.
Not fraudulent. That's going to be the start of my pitch. Listen, a lot of people are going to tell you that what I'm about to tell you is fraudulent. That's because they're under the thumb of big insurance, okay?
I'm Seth Payne, and I approve this message. Thank you, Texter, on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Way to go, Sean. Correct day, 3 days in a row. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I said it was Thursday. It is Thursday. You're welcome.
You are hitting it out of the park.
So far, for three straight days. Hey, you mentioned it. This story came down kind of towards the end of our show yesterday, so we didn't really get to sink our teeth into it, but I think it led the afternoon show, that there is reporting out there that the Texans, two sources familiar with the team's thinking, this is an exclusive from the Chronicle, have said that the Texans have explored the possibility of a new stadium, but are not committed to that path. So they're kind of
right. They're
kind of floating it out there. I would say the hiring of a new president was a good tell that this is a thing right now.
Well, it is. It's one of those things where my initial knee jerk is always like, well, why build a new one? You're just gonna just renovate the old one. There's plenty of old stadiums. And then you get into it's for one, the Texans sound like they're planning on probably a renovation, but there's a chance that when you start to look at the costs of a renovation, and not to mention $1.4 billion for maintenance over a 30-year period.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So the math might end up making more sense to actually build a new stadium. And I'm still, you know, I'm a crotchety old man by now. I'm like, all right, why the hell you got to build something new? You could still wear those dungarees
right.
for three more years.
Yeah.
What are you trying to be fashion forward? This is what got me, though. And this is where I started to feel like, oh, wait a second. Boy, the 30 years ago, some of the biggest draws for new stadiums, according to this article in the Chronicle, were retractable roofs and roll-in turf fields.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I remember that. I remember when I was into that. And that was cool stuff.
Yeah.
And now I feel like it was like buying a billion-dollar Segway.
Right.
You're like, oh, yeah, this Segway is the wave of the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's going to be scooting around on a gyroscope and two wheels.
In our dungarees, yes.
Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, those are lame. What a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Retractable roofs, rolling turf fields, idiot.
Well, and now when they talk in this article about what the new shiny toys are within a stadium, you know, bigger suites, better seating, wider concourse areas, you know, easier to get around, maybe places for a bunch of the people that are at the stadium to not even sit in their seats and watch the game, go to a bar.
Right, a big old party, yeah. And those are fun. I get jealous when I watch some of these newer stadiums that have the huge area where everybody's, it's like you go to the game so you can go to a remote watch party.
Yes.
It's
a little
weird.
Because
that's more fun sometimes.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is what, I mean, that's what the club level has turned into at times.
Yeah.
When you see the empty seats, they tend to be in the club level, partly because the club level is just so much fun to hang out in. Yeah, I mean, you sit out, like the club level, you can sit in those couched areas and everything and have an awesome experience, then pop out and watch the actual game for a bit and then come back in. So it makes a lot of sense. The one big thing, too, is, and you'll notice this in a lot of the newer stadiums, a lot of the luxury seating in the suites are right down near the field.
Yes.
Because the first wave of new stadiums back at the turn of the century, they kind of duped you into like, hey, it's the club. And you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, this is nice. It's pretty plush up here. But then as you're watching the game, you're like, these used to be kind of getting up into the cheap seats. I'm not that close to the field.
They sold it as you can look down on all the peons beneath you as you watch the game. You're going to be four levels up watching.
And then they start to realize that, wait a second, a lot of the people that can afford the club seats, are their eyesight's also starting to go, too.
That's true, too. So, I hadn't thought about that.
Maybe we should get these guys closer to the game.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Here's a statement from Omar Majoub, who is he runs PR for the Texans, does a fantastic job. A statement, Texans spokesperson Omar Majoub. So he's a spokesperson for purposes of this article. Quote, our priority has always been to support a renovation of NRG Stadium, and that's where our focus remains. As we've said before, we are committed to exploring all potential solutions to ensure long-term success, and we look forward to working with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Harris County, and the Harris County Houston Sports Authority, or Harris County Sports and Convention Corp, in identifying the best path forward, end quote. And that highlights one of the interesting things, or I guess one of the wrinkles in all of this, if the Texans are indeed looking at a new stadium, and if you're just getting in your car, that's what we're talking about, an exclusive in the Chronicle yesterday that said that they're thinking about it right now. It's on the board. Is that the rodeo's actively involved in this, too. Like, there's two entities that a new stadium needs to serve. So this is not... this is not an identical situation to some of these other cities that have gone and built new football stadiums.
This article by Dylan McGinnis and Jonathan Alexander, by the way. And so, Sean, I know. I'm trying to abide by your crediting of the authors.
I appreciate that.
So I guess I didn't see in this article, did they talk about whether they would just tear down the Astrodome and plant the new
stadium
right on top
of it? No, there's no mention of the Astrodome in here. And that's an interesting thing, too, because where do you put this thing, you know?
Well, you should put it on top of the Astrodome and then have a glass floor underneath so you could look down on the Astrodome as you're watching the game.
We should build it on stilts as an homage to Galveston, maybe. Like
that's
all the,
probably. Well, how much would that add to the project cost? A couple $1 million?
Let me add it up here.
Just do it, Omar.
It'd be $3.76 billion
now.
Yeah. I'm numb to the numbers, honestly. Like, once it got over a billion for all this stuff, I'm like, 1.4, one. Now, the part that makes sense, like what you said, like if the price tag is the same to maintain NRG as it ages... as it is to build a new stadium, then that seems like... I mean, they're still servicing debt on NRG. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What gets you more popular support for some public funding going towards this? And this is a double-edged sword. Okay. Hear me out.
Yeah.
For one, fan enthusiasm and pride goes a long way. So if you win a Super Bowl, the people are more likely to be like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. A few more cents on my taxes. At the same time, though, if you win a Super Bowl and in that season... you were playing in NRG Stadium.
Yeah.
I think there's a hesitancy for people to want to move into a new place.
Superstition.
Like, super, so many good times.
Super. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, even like Staples Center, whatever the hell it's called now. People were, when they changed the name of that, Lakers fans were upset about the corporate sponsor name.
Right, right.
And that's just a name on the stadium.
Well, here, so, there's people upset that Minute Maid is Daikin now. You know, like all my memories were in Minute Maid in the juice box, and now it's in the ice box. But you touched on something there. I mean, this is the reaction on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Win a championship before you build a new stadium. I do think the public sentiment, if we can just simplify it and boil it down, is that if the Texans win a championship, this is a much easier conversation to have.
Yeah.
They've not gotten to an AFC title game yet, and so that is going to be a tough uphill climb.
Yeah, so this is all you have to do this year, Texans. You need to win the division or win the conference and get the top seed, have the AFC championship game in Houston.
Yes.
Really, really amp up those emotions.
Yeah.
And then just go win the Super Bowl. It's simple.
Yeah.
All right? I was like, there's my business plan. Sorry, I don't have an executive MBA from Harvard like Alex Bregman's wife is apparently headed towards.
Shouldn't have it yet. Yeah. She's got to show up for class first, all right? They're not just going to give it to her because Bregman's her husband.
Have there even been any reports that she's showed up to class yet? No.
Yeah, true. All right.
That's one thing. Hey, by the way, a little inside the NFL action for you here.
Yeah.
There's a Harvard. I don't know if the NFLPA still does it. They would do these kind of off-season programs at like Harvard and Wharton.
Yeah, Wharton's
and some of these things where players can go and get some education. So it's a nice little course or whatever. But then the most annoying thing would be some of those players coming back and all of a sudden having a Harvard sticker on their car
or a
Wharton School of Business bumper sticker.
Like
I'm like, all right,
like,
man.
Like they were undergrad.
let's quit putting on airs here. Yeah, this is let's call this what it is. You went to a seminar.
You can only do that if you lean all the way in and you're just wearing the gear and the stickers and everything. If it's just
sticker, you're trying to make bets with teammates during the season about whether Harvard pulls it off or not versus Yale.
If you're acknowledging the irony of what you're doing, then it's okay. If you're just putting the sticker on there like you just graduated from Harvard or UPenn or whatever, no. Unacceptable. All right.
I assure you the irony level amongst those guys was about 0%.
I'm sure. All right, hey, listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app each day for an hour. And that's you only got a couple more days to do it for your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. If you win, you and three friends headed to Vegas to stay at Circa and enjoy the college basketball tournament. You're going to have an extra $20,000 in your pocket. It's a great contest. Just download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry to go to Vegas. It's that simple. It's as simple as winning the Super Bowl and building a new stadium. It's that simple, the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. All right, up next, let's hear from Nick Caserio. He was on with us yesterday. He discussed Stephon Diggs with us. Where do we go with Stephon Diggs now that his contract has been voided? And I have a prediction, an early Texans schedule prediction that I feel very strongly about that I will get to coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.